Hello and welcome to the Six of One podcast, where we talk about curiosity and curious things. I am one of your hosts, Sav, and this is the other host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Sav. How are you doing?
Doing great. I feel like I fumbled through that intro a little bit, but like
you regained yourself.
We got through it. We got to the end. We rolled down that hill.
This whole thing is gonna be a fumble. Are you kidding me?
So how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am good.
Good. What you been up to lately over the past week?
Well, my husband and I had a long weekend last weekend, and we had a good time. We went to Holland on Sunday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see all the little windmills they have there. Windmill.
It's a meal for the wind.
We got to like the windmill park too late, and then they were like, we're not selling tickets anymore, which was disappointing, but it was fine. We went to the beach and we walked around. We went to New Holland Brewery.
Oh, I was gonna say, while you were there, you better go there.
Yeah, we got a glass and I got a shirt.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. What did I do? Oh, but yeah, bachelor party in Grand Rapids. So we were really close to each other.
All right. Yeah. You went go-karting?
Go-karting. Did laser tag. I forgot what it's called before. I couldn't think of it.
Light running?
Light poking.
Light croquet.
Light croquet. Which was really fun. It was very intense.
Yeah.
I got really, really sweaty. Like, I was immensely sweaty. I don't think I've ever been that sweaty in my life.
I bet. You're just running around shooting fake guns at each other.
Yeah. It was just so much fun. You didn't realize how sweaty you were getting.
We had a laser tag at my... Did you have, like, that senior project or project senior thing at your school?
No.
Or, like, after graduation, like, they locked you somewhere overnight so, you, like, you didn't go and drink and drive?
Yeah, we called it the senior all-night party. Yep.
Oh, yeah. We called it, like, Project Senior or something like that. And we, the place that we went, which I have no idea what that place was. It was a long way away because we were on the bus for a while. But they had a laser tag and it was very fun.
Ooh. You went and you did laser tag?
Yeah. We played laser tag. And
fun.
They had, like, a little beach volleyball thing. And
you know what? Ours did, too. Our senior all night party did have laser tag. It was just a tent, though, that was set up in the gym.
Oh, yeah. No, we went to a facility.
It was janky. Yours was so much better.
Which is crazy because I feel like you went to a better high school than I did. But I guess our parents are just better at raising money than yours are.
No, not better. Just bigger. Mine was bigger than yours.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. If so you only have to do it for like 130 students, then like what?
Right. Whereas we had to do it for like 550 or whatever my graduation class was.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway, let's get to the topic of the episode, shall we?
What's the topic at hand, Kyle?
This one I am so excited about. Mm. So I got this idea from somebody on TikTok, technically. I had no idea this country existed before I watched this person on TikTok.
Okay.
The topic of today's podcast, if any of you out there have heard of it, is the country of Liechtenstein. Actually, a real country still to this day. People probably live there.
Oh.
That are maybe listening to this.
When you said, before we started recording, when you said Liechtenstein, for some reason, I was thinking of like, and now I can't, oh, I'm thinking of like, maybe not Sondheim, but like a last name of somebody that was like a theory. I thought it was going to be like a theory on something.
Oh, no.
Which, to be honest, you told me about you covering this a couple weeks ago, and I just totally forgot what it was.
Yeah.
I just like straight up forgot.
That's fair.
Okay, so it's a country,
it's not a country.
A theory.
No,
of
yeah.
Something.
And it sounds kind of boring, I know. But those of you that know about Liechtenstein will be kind of interested in this, I think. It's a very unique country.
Ooh.
It's a tiny, tiny country, but it has so many, it's got a weird past and so many weird facts about it that I'm so excited to go over.
Yay.
Before we do, though, I wanted to give a shout out to the TikToker that I found it from her account. Her name is Madison or Maddie. I'm not going to blast her last name. And she can be found at her like handle?
Yeah, it's called a handle.
A handle is the dot Marchie, M-A-R-C-H-I-E,
okay.
Dot, like period, the Marchi. She's great. She had a really famous one, TikTok, where she talked about how during, I think it was World War II or one of the wars, Americans dropped condoms on a country. I think it was England or something. Via plane, they dropped extra large condoms as like a maneuver to get them to think that like we all have giant penises over here.
I actually like vaguely remember that.
Do you remember that TikTok?
I don't know if I learned it at TikTok or if I just learned a fact somewhere else, but okay. Like I do vaguely remember hearing about that.
Well, she does that. Maddie Madison does those kind of TikToks where she like tells like random facts and she's just laughing the entire time. I think she's hilarious. She's one of my favorite TikTokers ever. And she's got a theater background. She's like into theater. I think she's going to school for theater. So.
Oh, how fancy.
I know.
The rest of us polas couldn't do that.
Nope. Tried, but did not succeed.
Right? This whole episode's going to be about me calling myself poor because I just had to pay some money to get my drain snaked.
You couldn't snake it yourself?
No, it's like my overflow. Like, it's the big drain that, like, takes all of the poop out of your house. I ain't like, draining this. I would have to, like, rent a thing from Home Depot and bring it to my house and do a whole rigmarole.
That's a whole thing. You don't want to do that.
You just pay somebody else. They bring their own shit.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Tangent, but I'm poor now.
I mean, ditto. Definitely poor. I may have just deposited monies to order a car.
Like a new car?
Like a new car.
Order a car.
To order a car.
Right.
To take
like
me to play.
No. Like, where are you going?
I ordered a new car. Okay. And it's a muy expensive car. And
did
I
you Carvana it?
No.
Oh.
Or right from the dealer, right from Ford. It's a Mustang.
Okay. What? Okay. He's like, I'm poor because I'm doing rich bitch shit.
I'm ordering Mustangs. It's the Mach-E. It's the electric one. It's the all-electric one that just came out.
Oh, that's not making me feel like it's not a rich bitch thing to do.
It's a very
by you
rich
being
rich
like,
thing.
Oh, it's a like it's more rich bitch than it's electric, but at least you're saving the environment, I guess.
Right. That's my
that's what you're telling yourself.
Yeah. And the fact that I won't ever have to get gas.
That's fair. Oh, wait, is it fully electric?
It's fully electric.
Okay, but like, what if you run out and like, you just break down the side of the road? What happens then?
It's got 270-mile radius.
Oh, that's not bad. That's and you a, just that's charge up far.
Yeah, and it can charge up to 38 miles in an hour.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you also don't drive that far.
No, but you have to get the install kit in like your house.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do now that you live in an apartment?
So the idea is that we'll have our house by the time I get this car because it's 6 months out. It won't be here for 6 months.
Oh, that's fair.
Ford is that behind because of the whole computer chip thing. Remember that?
I don't know about that.
You didn't
that.
Hear about that either? Josh was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's just...
We all don't read car magazines.
Well, no, it was just a general thing is that all the cars were behind because they couldn't get the materials to get chips made for the cars. So they're, because of COVID, so...
Oh, is that why Elon has to do more lithium mining? Like this child labor?
That could be. I see the original thing was I really wanted a Tesla, but then I was like, Teslas are expensive. And also, Tesla charging stations are not very, like, they're very far and few between.
Yeah. And, like, that's kind of fucked up that they need their own charging station.
They do.
Like, all the rest of the cars are like, yeah, we're all the same. And they're like, they're like Apple. It's like the Apple of car charging. But I feel like car charging is a little more intense than, like, phone charging.
It is. It's a little bit more intense. I don't know if Tesla needs a specific one or if you could go. Because I remember in Ann Arbor, they have a bunch of charger stations, like in parking garages and stuff.
So that's my question. Like, are they Tesla specific or are they just, like, you can charge it anything?
You can probably charge anything, I would assume.
Oh, well, then never mind.
I would hope.
I mean, I'm not going to say sorry to Elon Musk, but, like, I guess.
At least he didn't go off to space in a rocket for 10 minutes or whatever the fuck it was.
He's still trying. He's still, like, that's still his dream. Yeah, a joy. Somebody called Jeff's thing a joyride to space, and I was like, that's a perfect
That's what perfect it was. Turn. It was literally a joyride to space.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for, doing
thanks
that.
Thanks for your penis rocket ship joyride.
Jeff ripped my...
Hashtag current events.
All right. Let's anyway, get back to it.
So, Liechtenstein. So, what is Liechtenstein?
What is Liechtenstein?
Well, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It is a German-speaking microstate.
Ooh. Mikrostadt.
Situated in the Alps between Austria and Switzerland in Central Europe.
Okay.
So you can picture where that is?
Yeah, I know where that is.
Right on the Alps.
It's like, that's like basically like the spot that they came over the Alps when they were like fighting.
Yeah.
Hashtag history.
Yeah, I don't know. But very, very possible.
Okay. So in the Alps, the Swiss Alps.
Yep. It's in the Swissy Alps, which I have a beautiful picture of because I flew over them once on the way back from Italy.
Kyle studied abroad in Italy. No big deal. He also studied abroad in England.
Hates it. Makes fun of me every time I talk about
it. Yeah, because there's the trope that anybody that studied abroad will never stop talking about it. And I just mostly hate that Kyle's a cliche.
I know. My life is a cliche.
Straight up cliche.
So the Principality of Liechtenstein.
Ooh, the Principality
is a semi-constitutional monarchy. Headed by the Prince of Liechtenstein.
Okay, so like basically like England.
Yes.
Okay.
The prince's extensive powers are equivalent to those of a president in the semi-presidential system, which is like Russia, Egypt, North Africa. We have a full presidential republic.
Oh, really?
I don't teach history. I don't know history. No. I don't know social studies. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. We call ourselves a democracy, but we're not really a democracy, right?
We're a republic.
A republic, yeah.
Yeah, we're a democratic republic.
Democratic republic, that's what it is.
No, we're a constitution. Sorry, I'm taking that back. We're a constitutional republic that practices democracy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if you think of like Russia and Putin, that would be the that's like what they have.
Yeah, but like Russia also has a lot of corruption, so like.
Yeah. Liechtenstein does not though. Liechtenstein has very, very little.
Okay. Corruption. Was that your next note?
No.
Oh.
It sounded like a segue, like.
It did.
I was turning your segue into what? No.
It did. Okay.
That's not my next note. My next note.
Yeah. You're saying that and people in Liechtenstein are like, "We're under
We're under a dictatorship."
Right, like shut up. I don't know. I know nothing about Liechtenstein. Obviously, I didn't even know it was a country.
Yeah. I mean, I knew from the TikTok a little bit about it, but right. I didn't know as many facts as I had gotten. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. This is a great country.
Okay.
So Liechtenstein is bordered by Switzerland to the west and south and Austria to the east and north.
Okay.
So it's really small, it's like in between the two of them.
You guys didn't see my hand movement, but I made like a circle with my hands.
Yeah. It's landlocked. It's a landlocked country.
Yeah, I assume so. It's in the Alps.
That's a very good point.
They're like, it's in the Alps, but also by the ocean. That'd be insane.
That would be really
insane.
It's
not possible, though.
Is it? Do the Alps run by the ocean at all?
I don't think so.
A sea?
Maybe. No, they're mountains.
The Mediterranean.
Maybe. I don't think there's any seas that connect to, like, Switzerland and Austria. Those both are landlocked, too. Hi, friends. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like this podcast, you can also like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is at 6of1podcast, 6 spelled out, O-F, 1, the numeral podcast. Look us up. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for the odd break, but we are having technical difficulties we're trying to work through. Either way, let's jump back into it. Kyle, you want to talk about Liechtenstein?
In your announcing voice. I don't think, yes.
When I plan what I have to say, I sound so much different than when I just...
It's very calming.
Hi, and welcome.
Wow, you could be like an airplane...
A stewardess?
I mean,
flight attendant.
But also, like, you could be an announcer or something.
Okay. Like a pilot?
Yeah, like a pilot. All right. Liechtenstein. So we know where it is. That's all we've learned so far.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. By Austria and Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
Okay.
It's Europe's fourth smallest country. Ooh. With an area of over just over 160 square kilometers, which is 62 square miles.
That's insane.
62 square miles.
But you know what's more insane? That it's the fourth small. Like, there's three other smaller countries.
Well, yeah. And there must be one that's the size of Rhode Island or something.
Yeah, there's a... When I was in French class in high school, there's a country called Monaco.
Monaco is a very small country.
Yeah, I think that's the smallest.
Very possible that Monaco is the smallest. That's a very small country.
I believe. Because that's like the size of a town. It's just like basically a town that was like, we're independent now.
Okay. Take that, Europe. Liechtenstein has a population of 38,749, which is nearly eight times smaller than the city of Los Angeles.
That's like four times smaller than Detroit. No, more than that. Detroit has like 500,000 people.
Yeah.
That's like... Three times smaller than Flint. Flint has almost 100,000.
That's pretty small for one country.
Right. Then, smaller than one of our cities. One of our smaller cities.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. that's probably actually the population of the city that we are currently in.
Oh, I think it's smaller than the city we're currently in. I think there are more people
in the
city.
I think there is.
I'm going to look it up.
No, actually, you know what? No. Because I think, I used to live, the city that I used to live, that I grew up in, has like 16,000 people.
Oh. Okay.
That's only like twice the amount of that.
Okay, so our city's three times smaller than that.
Three times
smaller. But still, it's like three times of us.
The point is, that's not a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Liechtenstein has one of the highest gross domestic products per person in the world.
Ooh, I mean, that makes sense because they're not a lot of people.
Correct.
They're all working labor jobs.
And they have some really good... the thing is, they have a very prosperous financial services sector.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Oh, do people hide their money there? Like, they hide their money other places?
I would assume. Why not? Tiny country, why not?
Cayman Islands or Liechtenstein?
Or in Liechtenstein.
Okay.
They have other major industries, including electronics, metal manufacturing, dental products, optical instruments, and pharmaceuticals.
Ooh, do they export a lot, or is that all internal?
Yeah, no, they export a lot. There's a statistic on one of those that I'm going to get to later on.
Oh, cool.
So there's very little crime in Liechtenstein. It has one of the world's lowest crime rates, with its last murder occurring in approximately 1997.
That they know of. I'm just kidding.
That's on record.
That's crazy, though. But I wonder, now that I hear that statistic, though, I do wonder what their laws are.
Oh, yeah, because I guess to be considered a crime, you have to
Right, if you have looser laws than other countries, then your crime rate's going to be lower because...
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have looser laws.
I also don't know what they, compare crime rates to. Because, that would be kind of, dumb if they're, this place has jaywalking as a crime and other places don't. But we're going to count all the jaywalkings as crimes.
Like Grand Rapids?
Yeah, it wouldn't be apples to apples.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know jaywalking is illegal in Grand Rapids?
I did not.
And you can get a ticket for it? And you will get a ticket for it?
Well, no, I know. I'm still going to probably do it. I'll pay your ticket. No.
I'm scared of jaywalking.
Whatever. I jaywalk anywhere. But jaywalking is illegal in a lot of places. Well, at least a misdemeanor. It's not really illegal. It's just a misdemeanor.
It's like a parking ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if you're in Ann Arbor and you smoke weed outside. That's just a misdemeanor. They'll just give you a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact about Ann Arbor. You can smoke weed anywhere.
If you ever go there, shout out to Ann Arbor.
Also Lansing, I think. I think Lansing's decriminalized and just a misdemeanor for smoking outside. I mean, in Michigan, you can smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
But in your own house. Like, you can smoke on your property, but you can't just smoke anywhere.
No, you can't smoke
anywhere. Right.
Which is weird. Speaking of crime, citizens who are given prison sentences longer than 2 years are transferred over to Austria.
Oh.
Because they don't have the capacity and the means to house them in Liechtenstein.
Well, I'm glad that they don't have a strong prison industrial complex in
Liechtenstein. Wouldn't that be funny if the whole country was just one prison?
It's just like Australia used to be. It's
like Australia used to be. Ooh.
Ooh. Sorry, Australia.
The crime rate is so low that the average Liechtenstein resident reportedly doesn't even knock. It says her front door. I don't know why they're assuming that all of them are women.
I like that you say that. You like you definitely copy and paste.
I copy and paste it. I just was not paying attention, I guess.
Oh, I rewrite my notes.
Oh, I don't rewrite. I just copy and paste. I read them and I'm like, that sounds good. Copy and paste.
That's fair. I mean, six
work
of one.
Work smarter, not harder. Six of one.
I think if we say the podcast name in the podcast, you got to drink. But that's just me.
Well, yeah. But we should also at least say it once in every podcast.
Well, we say it when we're talking about the show, but if we say it not talking about the show, then you have to drink.
Okay.
Which we're going to do right now.
That is a...
That's a six of one drinking game.
That's a six of one drinking game. Oh my God, it's an interactive podcast.
It's an interactive podcast now, guys.
We made an interactive podcast.
gosh.
We can't even handle ourselves. Okay. Switzerland once accidentally invaded Liechtenstein. Now, this is one of my favorite facts about this country. It's super, super fucking weird. Switzerland unintentionally invaded Liechtenstein in March 2007.
What?
When about 170 Swiss infantry soldiers wandered across the unmarked border for more than a mile into Liechtenstein before realizing their mistake. They walked more than a mile.
A mile's not that far, though.
A mile's pretty far. It takes me 21 minutes, 22 minutes to walk a mile. It
takes you 22 minutes to walk a mile?
I'm just like leisurely doing it, but...
You're a gay man. You're supposed to be fast. That's the rumor.
I have to be aerodynamic.
But yeah, no, yeah, it takes me like 16 minutes to walk a mile.
That's fast.
Yeah, I'm fast. It takes us a mile to walk downtown, and it's like 15, 16 minutes.
Yeah, no, you do walk faster. I remember you walking faster.
Yeah. And I'm like, Matt, you gotta keep up.
I mean, I can run a mile in like 11, but...
That's crazy. That's just crazy to me because like, you are a pretty fast person. When's the last time you clocked a mile?
This morning when I walked a mile.
Okay. All right.
I'm consistently at 22, 21 miles. 21 minutes. 20,
that's just insane to me. But it's also insane to me, or I think it's really funny, that Switzerland invaded a country because they are known for being neutral.
I know.
Like, they're known for not getting involved in wars.
That's part of the craziness, is that it was Switzerland that did it.
Switzerland's like, oh, yeah, we're neutral, but except for when we march into Liechtenstein for a... I mean, I guess, is it really an invasion if it's an accident?
No, it's not an invasion. It's an accidental invasion, but it was just like a...
But, like, yeah, I guess it's an invasion. Yeah, you're like a border crossing.
Could you imagine, though, being Switzerland, being like, oh, my God, guys, we are in a country, a different country.
Can you imagine?
This is against our moral code.
Can you imagine being the 38,000 people in Liechtenstein? Like, we're being invaded. Like, we're being invaded.
Guys,
there's only 38,000 of us.
The Swiss are coming.
They'll come and get us.
funny enough, the Swiss soldiers were armed with assault rifles but had no ammo.
That's fair. That's right up there, Allie.
Liechtenstein, which has no army of its own.
Oh, that's also fair because there's 38,000 people.
Right, how are you going to have an army? Admits that it didn't notice the Swiss invasion and had to be informed that it had occurred.
So, like, Switzerland was like, hey, yeah, like, a week ago, we invaded you. But we came back, like, we didn't do anything. It's fine.
Wouldn't that be great if it happened after the fact?
Right. They're like, by the way, remember, like, last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday, remember when we invaded you accidentally?
They're like, we don't. We didn't know about it.
Liechtenstein ultimately chose not to retaliate against its famously neutral neighbor, which makes sense.
It would be shitty if they did.
It would be
shitty if they were just like, oh yeah, that's an act of aggression. We're going to form an army now.
Yep.
I do wonder, though, if like they don't have an army, if they have like ready-to-go militias. Because like that's kind of how... There's one country I can't think of right now that doesn't have, like, an army but have militias.
It's really funny that you bring up that fact because Maddie from TikTok that I mentioned earlier in one of her TikToks, she has a famous, like, it's not famous, but I guess it's kind of famous, a series where she does Liechtenstein-related things. And in one of them, she mentions that in the Austrian-Prussian War, they had a militia, like a ready-to-go militia.
Ah, cool.
And ironically, funny enough, another weird fact about Liechtenstein, they had 80 men going into the Austrian-Prussian War when they went into Austria or wherever they went.
Yeah.
Had 81 coming back.
That's hilarious.
one of them joined them.
Okay, but like, did one of them join them or did one of them like knock up some lady and bring the baby back?
Oh, that could have been it.
Some tea right there.
Well, they wouldn't have been part of the militia, though. They would.
I mean,
known.
Maybe you're born into the militia. I don't know how militias work. Militias are like off. Like, they don't have rules.
They don't.
Like, they could have rules, but they could also not have rules.
I mean, isn't that the definition of militia?
No, militia is just like an army that is not government sanctioned, I believe.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. I don't know much about militias.
No, neither. But yeah, could you imagine, or the person that was counting the militia fucked up really bad.
No, yeah, there was always 81. Just 80 the whole time. Either way. There was actually 78. counting through more people.
I mean, that looks like 81. Yeah, so that's probably one of my favorite facts about it.
That's a fun fact.
I think it's hilarious.
There's gain in people. They're recruiting. Maybe it's a cult state. Sorry, Liechtenstein. If we could get listeners in Liechtenstein.
Oh my God, I'm so excited if that happens.
But yeah, like maybe there's a cult state, so there's recruiting people while they're out. Mm. They're like, come back to Liechtenstein.
It's possible. I should post this link on that TikTok because there were people from Liechtenstein being like, I'm from Liechtenstein.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Because she was like, if anyone's from Liechtenstein, please let me know because I feel like.
There's only 38,000. There's only like 38,000. They're trying to get to 40. They're trying to get to, they want an even number.
We got to move there. So another fact, once a year, all the residents are invited to a party in the castle.
Oh,
all 38,000 of them.
And like the king's castle
on Liechtenstein's national holiday, His Serene Highness Prince Hans Adam II.
How serene is he?
The head of state.
Does he meditate a lot?
I guess he must be.
He's very serene.
He must meditate a lot to be that serene. And his son. His Serene Highness Hereditary Prince Alloy. I'm assuming it's Alloy or Alois. A-L-O-I-S. Alois. Anyway. Invite the residents of their tiny principality to have a beer in the garden of Vaduz Castle. The
Ooh, free
princely
beer?
Ancestral residence.
Free beer.
Free beer. That's for great. Every resident in this in the country.
We get free beer once a year.
It's not even a city. Like, could you imagine if our city did that?
Yeah.
Gave everyone a free beer.
No, that'd be great.
They would never do that.
We just, well, where are we going to go? City Hall? Tiny. The community center? All right.
Yeah. One of the restaurants downtown.
Yeah.
Floods everyone in there. And gets
a free beer. There's too many. It's not that big.
A free beer for 38,000 people. That's a lot.
Free beer. Go to Liechtenstein, you get free beer once a year. Ooh, rhyming.
Ooh.
Free beer once a year.
That's a good ad spot for Liechtenstein.
Yeah. Oh, Liechtenstein, if you're listening, we will do an ad for you on our podcast. I love this whole episode.
The whole whole country. It is pretty much all that.
All right. What else about Liechtenstein?
They speak German, but not exactly. So, although German is the country's official language, most residents speak the Alemannic dialect. Alemannic dialect? That was very different from standard German and is closer to Swiss standard German.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Well, I would assume it has a Swiss spin on German.
Right, because the Swiss speak, like, four different languages. They speak French, English, German, and...
Austrian,
maybe? I don't know. There's a fourth one, I think. So, I'm guessing, like, Swiss... It's like French-Canadian versus French-French.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like, it's different, but it's the same. But, like, a French person will be like, yeah, I went to Canada, and I could not understand a single word anybody said.
Yeah.
Same thing as, like, if you watch, like, British television. Yeah. You're like, okay. Like, right. I know I technically speak this language, but I don't understand
I don't
a word
they're
saying.
At all. Yep. Yeah, so as such, the country is usually referred to as...
Horchata. I think that just says horchata. You should have put that phonetically in there.
I didn't even try to pronounce it.
Microsoft Word is like, this is 100% never going to be a word.
This is not a word.
I think there are like three red lines under there. See, I feel like you're never going to get it, though, because, like, you don't know their grammar.
I don't know their
grammar at all. So, like, eight of those letters could not be pronounced. You don't know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I think we're about halfway through our facts, so this is a good time to take another break.
Let's take a break. Rest your legs.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have any ideas for topics that we should cover in the future, go ahead and email us at 6of1podcast, all spelled out, at gmail.com. And maybe your topic will be selected for a future episode.
Welcome back to the 6of1 podcast. We're talking about Liechtenstein, the fourth smallest country in Europe.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, look at her.
Look at that. Look at you go.
Yeah, I'm preparing for any trivia. Oh, did you end up going to... Oh, you didn't end up going to trivia last night. What trivia were you going to go to?
We always go to the... Nope.
Okay, yeah. The beer place?
Yeah, the brewery.
Oh my god, the spikes of your laugh.
The beer place, the brewery, yeah.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
What that's called.
They have trivia?
Yes, every Wednesday.
I'll have to go. I love a good trivia.
I love a good trivia.
Do you and Josh go, or you have a group?
No.
Josh doesn't even go?
No.
You and?
No, it's the players.
Oh, the players go?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, some.
Oh, that's fun. So, Liechtenstein.
Let's learn a little bit more about this little tiny country. It is the world's leading manufacturer of, who would guess it? False teeth.
That's insane. That's not insane.
Do you see why I love this country now?
Interesting.
It's super interesting. So this is their main, you know, export, and this is where they get all their money from.
Well, right.
I would assume the majority of it. But based in the mini metropolis of Schan, a company called Ivoclar Vivadent.
Okay.
That was pretty damn close if I just said
yeah, myself. I feel like that sounds legit.
Leads the world in false teeth manufacturing, accounting for 20% of the total sales worldwide.
Oh, that's pretty high for a tiny country.
For a tiny country, but it also is kind of astounding that it's not more than that.
Why?
One company owns 20% of the sales worldwide.
Not everybody can be Luxottica. Not everybody
Johnson
can be
Kraft.
Well, you know about Luxottica.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. So it's a glasses company. They do like eyewear.
Oh.
Like sunglasses and glasses. And they own Lens Crafters and like I think they own the rights to like Chanel and like all the big brands. Like, they own, like, 90% of the market.
Oh, my God. Ray-Ban?
Yeah. I think they might own Ray-Ban. Yeah.
It's a
monopoly, but it's based in some European country that doesn't have laws against monopoly, so it isn't, like... Like, we can't oppose our laws or anybody else that has monopoly laws on them.
Maybe it's based in Liechtenstein. No, I'd know that.
No, I think it might be Switzerland, though.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's, like, right next door.
They invaded them. So this company, Ivoclar Vivadent, is responsible for the production of 60 million sets of false teeth every year in more than 10,000 different models.
That's great. And I feel like that's like a foolproof industry. I guess the industry could like still abandon them. But like, I don't know, growing up in the Midwest, you know, we have a sore subject of like putting too much stake into a company or like an industry. You know, like the car industry.
Oh, yeah. No, that's for, yeah.
Car industry left us. Like, yep. If you move a little bit, you know, over and, like, there's a lot of places that were devastated by, like, oil or coal. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of coal mm-hmm. towns that are defunct now because.
That are just, like, is it logging? There's a couple logging towns that are just.
Yeah, so.
Apparently, the only thing we care about is beer and cherries.
Right. But, like, yeah, putting all your eggs in one basket is, you know, a little bit.
Yay.
A little bit hard.
That's an idiom.
Yeah, it's
from
true.
Shout out to our first episode.
Shout out to the first episode. But yeah. So, I mean, I would worry about Liechtenstein, but I'm not worried because I feel like you always need fake teeth. Like, somebody needs dentures.
From the wise words of Sav, you always need fake teeth.
But yeah, I mean, like,
Some people are always dying.
There's going to be a portion that need dentures.
Yeah, no, this is true.
Yeah. No problem to it. True. You need dentures. Get dentures, man.
I don't know why, but they make so many teeth, thanks in part to a strong relationship with Bollywood dentists, and I don't understand that.
Okay, so like in India, like dentists.
They're not even close to India, though, are they?
Bollywood?
Australia, or not Australia. Austria and Switzerland are not even close to India, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like North and South America.
Right.
They're
it's
connected.
Still pretty far, though.
Well, I mean, you
maybe
can't
the
dispute
situation
that,
is,
though.
No, I can't dispute that.
Like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I think you're lying. Because.
But in an attempt to understand it, maybe these Bollywood dentists outsource and they use them because they're cheaper than everybody else.
I mean, that would be fair.
To make dentures. Yeah, so false teeth. Very exciting. So at one point, you could rent the country, the entire country of Liechtenstein, by the evening. Our TikTok friend, Maddie, mentions this. In 2011, you could rent the entire country of Liechtenstein for $70,000 a night.
That, like, what? That makes no sense to me. I don't understand.
You can rent the whole country.
Well, okay, how can you rent the whole... There's other people there.
No,
it's like
all
if
leave.
If you rented, like, a hotel room, and then you got there, and there were, like, 38,000 people there. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how could you rent the whole country?
I don't particularly understand it either. I think you just, like, rent it, and you can, like, go into any restaurants or, you know.
I feel like you can just go into any restaurant. You just got to pay. Like, you're paying for, like, it's like you got an all-inclusive vacation of Liechtenstein.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you don't have to pay to go into any hotels or restaurants.
Is the government subsidizing this? This makes literally no sense to me.
I don't understand it either, but...
Like, out of all the facts you've told me. But, I mean, I will never have $70,000 to spend on anything, so I guess it doesn't matter if I understand it or not.
That's a very fair point, yeah, no. I mean, well, I mean, you said that in another episode. You can't definitely say that. You don't
I am
know.
Definitely saying to you, I will never have a spare
$70,000. That's not that much.
And I feel like last time was less. I think last time was like $20,000.
I want to say it was like 200.
100% not a spare $200,000. 110%.
I will never have a spare $200 in my life. No, but I mean, yeah, I mean, that is fair. That is a lot of money. I don't know if I would also blow it on renting a country for one night.
Right. I mean, unless I had Bezos money.
Unless you had Bezos
I guess,
money.
Like, yeah, but for Bezos money, it's like, oh, yeah, $70 a night? Fine.
That's a hotel rental.
Right. Like, cheaper than a hotel rental. Yeah,
for him and his friends.
What he friends? Has no friends.
About the same thing at the same time.
You heard it here first. Jeff Bezos has no friends.
So this website called it a scheme, the whole renting the country. So this scheme, which was hatched between lodging site Airbnb and Liechtenstein based marketing firm Rent a Village by Xnet, got you accommodation for 150 guests. So accommodation for 150 guests.
I love that I was just, like, going on and on about how I don't understand it, and you weren't like, oh, yeah, I'm going to explain it in 2 seconds.
No, I wanted to let you, like, you know, just wallow
just rant and rave? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tell me. Okay, so 150 guests.
So you get accommodation for 150 guests. Customized street signs.
Dang.
A symbolic key to the state. A wine tasting with Prince Hans Adam II, his whatever.
The motherfucker loves to drink. The serene... The Serene loves to drink.
The Serene?
He's like, free beer. Also, yeah, I'll have a glass of wine with these.
Exactly.
150 I mean, people.
Wouldn't you?
Right?
And your own temporary currency.
Does your face get to be on it? I guess your face gets to be on it. That's cool, though. I mean, okay, so now that you say that, $70,000 sounds less...
It.
Ridiculous, because I feel like some people spend that on a wedding, and you could have your wedding in Liechtenstein, and
dude, yeah, and you would get so much more. You could, well, I don't know.
Well, you get a wine tasting, you got your cocktail hour all squared away. I mean,
and
like
your accommodations for guests.
Yeah, like if you only spent like $30,000 more on your wedding, it's still way too expensive for a wedding. But people spend $100,000 on weddings all the time.
That is a good point.
Like I would never, but other people do.
I would never, but it is possible. It's possible it wouldn't even be another 30.
Right, because the exchange, I don't know what the exchange rate between, like, especially if you're American.
Wow. Yeah. You know? But you also, I mean, you basically have everything. And I'm sure this Prince Hans Adam II, if you got him drunk enough, which it sounds like he likes to drink anyway, you could just use the castle to get married.
Right, and also, he probably could marry you.
Yeah. Oh, you know
like
what?
Legally?
Yes, legally, yeah. Isn't it?
If a mayor can marry you, then the prince can marry you.
Yeah,
probably.
It's any government official, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, at least people. That's in the U.S., but like I think it's probably there too.
Probably.
But then you're legally married in Liechtenstein and not in the U.S. How does that work? Okay, that's too much of a tangent. But I'm going to look it up how that works. Like, because people have destination weddings all the time. Like, if you have a destination wedding, how are you officially married in the United States?
Does it matter?
Yeah, for the government.
Do you have to be married in the United States? Or do you just have to be United States citizens, the both of you?
Yeah, probably. But, like, my question is, like, how do they officiate that? Because, like, you have to have, like, all these signatures and, like an officiant has to run your wedding. Like, you have to be approved to,
yeah.
Like, I can't just go be like, oh, yeah, all are married now, you know?
Right.
So how do they
so
know that
from...
an official person married you?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. We're going to figure it out.
That's
maybe
that
will be an
that
episode.
That could be a whole episode.
Marriage. Marriage. Oh, let's do it closer to when you get married. Oh, so figure out when you're going to get married first.
It's going to be years.
Years up? With an S? Dang, boy.
No, I'm fine.
You're like the opposite of me. I got married in 3 months, and Kyle's getting married in 3 years.
3 years. Three lifetimes.
3 decades.
3 decades.
All right.
I'm putting it on the list, though, for sure.
Okay, so renting the city.
So you, it doesn't appear that anyone ever took them up on the deal, though, except.
Fair. Oh.
Rapper Snoop Dogg.
That's fair.
Apparently made an attempt in 2010 before the official scheme was launched, hoping to shoot a video there. Sadly, he was rebuffed.
That doesn't make it. Okay, so they're like, oh, hey, guess what? You can rent the whole country. And then Snoop's like, hey, can I rent this whole country? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So it wasn't real ever.
I don't think it was.
They made it up
real.
For
I think it was like marketing
people to make TikToks 10 years later.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's
cool.
What that's actually where I first saw that was also Maddie's TikTok.
Okay. But yeah, no, I really do think that that was just a marketing company came up with it. So it's just a giant marketing ploy.
You know what? I would absolutely think so, because that's the only thing, like, if I ever hear Liechtenstein, that's what I hear about is that fact, because it's Snoop Dogg.
Right.
They connected a celebrity name to, it was a marketing ploy for sure.
But then they refused Snoop Dogg.
I know. Who refuses Snoop Dogg? Not this man.
Do you
want to
hear a slight tangent?
Yeah.
Do we have time for a tangent?
We always have time for a tangent.
Last New Year's Eve, because we were in a pandemic, Matt and I spent it alone.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. And what we watched as we rang in the new year was Snoop Dogg's New Year's Eve special. And it was good, but also a hot mess.
Was it?
It was a hottest mess. He's just like, he was in a house, I think maybe his house, and if it's his house, he has a basketball court in his house, because he was at a basketball court at one point.
Oh, I believe it.
And he just had like hot women and DJs.
Oh.
And he just walked from room to room, got some new drinks from some hot ladies, and danced to some music.
And that's how Snoop
until
Dogg
the new year came in. And also, with the countdown, like, he almost missed it. He almost missed the countdown. Like, I think he got in at like 3.
Oh my God.
There's like nobody informed him, or he wasn't listening. I don't know. It was a hot mess.
Huh?
But
3, 2, 1. Yeah.
It was kind of the best way to ring in the new year.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
I highly recommend it.
I'm going to have to do that next year.
I had to go on like YouTube to watch it, though. Like, I had to try to bring up YouTube on my television.
Oh my God.
Right.
It wasn't like on a channel. It was on YouTube.
No.
Okay. No, I'm not doing
right.
That. That's a little too off.
Right? But it was a live stream, so I don't know.
That's fair. On that note, let's take our last break, and then we'll come back and learn a little bit more about Liechtenstein.
If you would like to advertise with our podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. Just send us an email to 6of1podcast, all spelled out, @gmail.com. That's 6of1podcast@gmail.com. and welcome back to the Six of One podcast. We just talked about renting out Liechtenstein. Yes. Snoop Dogg couldn't do it, so you probably can't do it either. Oh my God, I could be a good radio DJ. I feel like I could get a job doing that.
You could. You could, absolutely.
Oh, dang. All right. Kyle's got some more fun facts about Liechtenstein.
The good old country of Liechtenstein. We love her.
She's a her.
I feel like Liechtenstein would definitely be a her.
I'm vibing, yeah.
Everything has a gender. I don't know why it's only binary, though. I don't know why I ever only assign male or female to them.
Every once in a while, I will use they, them pronouns for an inanimate object.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you would... Okay. You would anyway use they, them pronouns.
This is true.
Oh, no. No, you'd use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, I mean, another male pronoun. But...
they, them gives it human qualities. Personification.
Yeah. No, I'll be like, they're chilling. I'm just talking about, you know, a lamp.
Wow. I haven't evolved to they, them. I haven't evolved to there yet. I got to get on that level.
Get on my level.
I'm not on
get on level. My inclusive level. Mm. They, them, and anything.
They, them, and anything.
Non-binary. Yeah, I have to retract my statement. You don't refer to non-binary people as they, thems.
Not always.
Freaking weird. Well, it is weird. Like, oh, all the he, hims over there. People would be like, that's weird.
Oh, you mean just the term just referring as to they, them thems. As
you
the
know
term.
How, like, on TikTok, people do it a lot, and they're like, for the girls, gays, and the theys.
Yeah, the girls,
like,
gays,
who
and
are the theys?
I think it's the non-binary people.
Yeah, no, I know what they're referring to, but it's a little insensitive, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, the girls, gays, and the non-binary babes.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I even made it rhyme again.
Look at that.
I just God made it. So you're welcome, everybody.
You are in fuego.
Okay, what about Liechtenstein?
All right, Liechtenstein.
What are they up to?
And not the people, the actual country.
No, just the country.
That's the country. So quiet times are important.
That's all you...
No, that's not. I just felt
quiet times are important. Okay, what else?
Well, there is only one fact. In a pamphlet directed toward new immigrants mowing lawns or holding noisy festivities during the country's official lunch break, which runs from 1:30 or no, from noon to 1:30, are strongly advised against.
Okay, so you can't fuck in that time?
I would put that under noisy festivity.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it right.
No. Yeah, so no fucking. Not during lunch. The same holds true after 10 p.m. No,
that's
noisy
fair.
Festivity. That's
you know
a
what?
Really strict curfew.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You know
I
why?
Adopt that.
Because here in the U.S., people do all the noises after 10 p.m., especially fireworks, and my dog has chronic anxiety, and it's not fun to deal with.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I feel like that would be on the list of things you can't do.
Yeah. We're too insensitive about noise.
Oh my God. We don't care.
Especially with...
But I also don't care. I'll yell at night.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we're partying and getting drunk enough, we're really loud.
Back in the day. Back in our day. Back in our time.
Yeah.
I actually, like, have recently... I'm going to drop the name of the place because I guess, like, Google search it if you want to stalk me. I'm very far away from it. But, like, remember back when we went to the Pound all the time?
Oh, yes.
I've gotten kicked out of the Pound, like, 3 times. It was just in such a subtle way that I didn't notice it.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, especially when I started smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would go out for a cigarette, and they just wouldn't let me back in. It's like I kicked myself out of the Pound.
Hot, what?
I would be too drunk, and I would go out for a cigarette, and I would try to come back in. It would be, like, near close, or even not near close, but, like, near the time we were going to leave.
Oh.
And the bouncer would be like, you cannot come back in. You are hammered.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Come on. They'd be like, nah. And I wouldn't argue, because they're much larger than me. And I'd be like, fine. And then you guys would come out a little bit later. It'd be fine.
That has never... Wow, I didn't know
it's
that happened.
It's happened to me like 3 times.
And you never mentioned it.
I was gracefully kicked out of the Pound 3 times.
You were gracefully kicked out.
I'm not gonna get kicked out, just like not kicked
back
in.
Just not invited back in.
Just politely not invited back in.
And that's the way to really kick people out.
Yeah, no, they were pretty good with it.
If you're having a house party and you don't want someone to be there anymore, you just...
You just let them all go out to smoke, then lock the doors.
And then lock the doors and don't let them back in. And you say, what house? Where? I don't know.
I've never seen a house in my life.
My door locked itself and I went to sleep.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm digging quiet hours.
Yeah, so quiet times, that's pretty cool.
Because, like, I would have hated, you know, 25-year-old me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
For sure. Also, Liechtenstein is the only country in the world with 100% of its territory in the Alpine region.
Okay, that makes sense.
Europe's seven Alpine countries, Austria, France, Germany, Italy, Liechtenstein, Slovenia, and Switzerland, are the nations that encompass the Alps.
Yeah, that's fair.
The highest mountain range that lies entirely in Europe, if you did not know.
So are they all called the Swiss Alps, or are the Swiss Alps only the Alps that are in Switzerland? Oh, I stumped him. He doesn't know.
Does not compute. I think it's just the part that's in Switzerland.
Oh, I thought everything was just called
Swiss. I thought it was called the Swiss. The whole thing was called the mountain range. It was called Swiss Alps. I don't think
it's just called the Alps.
I think it's called the Alps.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Learning more than just about Liechtenstein.
Maybe we're wrong. If we're wrong, email us at 6of1podcast@gmail.com. And just subject title, you're wrong. You don't have to put anything in the body. Just tell us we're wrong. I'll know what it's about.
If we're ever wrong in any podcast, just email us with subject title.
Like, you guys actually have no idea. Like, you have a learning podcast and you're teaching me nothing. You're teaching me false facts. I went to a trivia. I lost everything because of you.
You don't know what you're talking about. Literally, our podcast is under education on the genre, and you ain't learning anything. No.
You're a teacher.
I would hope you've learned something from our
podcast. That gives you enough cred.
Yeah. I'm an educator.
He has an education master's degree.
Yes.
Even a master's.
The master of education.
He's a master of education. I call him Master Kyle. Nope. What about Liechtenstein?
On that note, Liechtenstein's lowest elevation is more than 1,400 nothing above sea level. Feet, I'm assuming, is that what that means? To be?
Maybe inches? Miles. Miles would be a
we
lot.
We went the opposite direction. You went longer. I went shorter.
Yeah. Inches doesn't make any sense. I don't think they count elevation in inches. It's feet or miles.
I don't
miles.
Think it'd be miles either. 1,400 miles is like to the fucking moon.
Yeah, it's probably not 1,400 miles, but I feel like you'd be like, I'm 2 miles above elevation. Yeah. Elevation.
Well, a mile is 2,000 feet.
2,048.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure. Just feel me right in. 52. I think it's 2048.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's probably feet.
All right.
Anyway, only 406 people were employed in Liechtenstein in 2016. 406.
Out of this.
Oh, sorry. Unemployed. Not.
Oh, my God. I was like, how employed. Do they have an economy where they make so many teeth? They're just making all the teeth with 406 people while the other, I don't know, like 3,800. 400 people are just bumming around. Like,
and then
I mean,
what about
good
the
for them. Good for them.
What about the hotels and the restaurants and all the
nobody's
other
industries? Nobody's working there. No, just 408 people. Okay, only 400 people were not working.
Right. Those are the people unemployed.
Well, the people of working age, probably.
And that includes those who were on maternity leave.
Oh, okay, but it doesn't include, like, children. Or, like, past retirement age, maybe.
I don't know how that specific unemployment rate is calculated.
Okay. Because, like, in the United States, the unemployment rate is, I don't know if it includes.
Isn't it people over 18?
They have a separate number from people. Okay, so I think it might be, it's people of working age.
Mm.
And I know that they have a separate statistic for people from 16 to 24. So it might be 24, because after 24, you're out of college age.
Oh.
And so then you should be in the work environment after 20. Like, up to 24, you could not be working. It's fine, I feel like.
Is that also, like, able-bodied people? People able to work?
Yes. And then people who aren't caregivers, you know?
Okay.
So, like, if I stayed home and my husband worked and, like, I chose not to work because I was caring for my child or taking care of the home or what have you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I wouldn't count in unemployment because I'm not actively looking for a job, you know?
Oh, I didn't
I'm not,
that.
Like, employable.
Yeah.
And then I think there's an age limit, too, you
look
know?
I'm learning
like, probably 65 because that's the retirement age.
Yeah.
Although nobody does that, but, like, that's the age.
No, yeah. I'm learning stuff about
Fun
the
facts.
U.S. Employment system on a Liechtenstein podcast.
I don't know why I know so much about the U.S. employment system, but I do.
But I'm assuming that's how this was, I guess, counted. These people were counted.
It's probably, like, not the, maybe the same exact parameters, but, like...
That's pretty darn close.
Yeah.
The nation's unemployment rate is 2.1%, according to the Liechtenstein Office of Statistics. So they, I guess, calculated that themselves. Ours, and for comparison, ours, the U.S.'s, was 4.9 in July of 2016.
Okay, so it's about half.
It's about half. They had half the unemployment.
Yeah, I think ours got up to, like, it got up really high last year.
Oh, are you talking Panini? No.
Yeah,
I don't consider
during the Panini
anything.
Yeah, but, like, it's still...
Because everyone was unemployed. Like, everyone was unemployed.
Yeah, 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 but it's still a little high, I think. I think it's, like, 5.2 now.
It's, yeah. It's up there, but it wasn't, no. We got up to, like, 16, 18, I think, right?
Yeah, and Michigan usually falls just under the 4.9.
I
think we usually fall in the low fours.
I believe that.
Yeah. Fun fact about unemployment. Okay. You got anything more about
Lichten? I have
Lichten?
One more fact. I wish that I did these better and made the last one a very fun fact, but it's not very fun.
Here's the most boring fact about
it's middle. It's middle ground. Liechtenstein has no airport.
How'd you get there?
The closest airport is in Zurich, about an
Which
hour
Germany,
and a half's
right?
drive from Liechtenstein's capital. Zurich. Yeah.
Zurich.
Zurich is in Germany.
Germany?
Maybe.
Austria?
Hungary? Swiss?
Switzerland?
Switzerland. It's definitely in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. I think it's because Zurich reminded me of Munich. That's in Germany.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
All right. That's
very
fair.
Very similar.
That was a lot of fun. Although, now I have like a thousand other questions about Liechtenstein.
I know. This is why we run a curiosity podcast.
Yeah, because now I'm more curious. Like,
we're not,
you have
yeah,
more,
no,
like,
we're not
like,
guaranteed to answer your questions. We're guaranteed to give you more questions about these
kinds
of
yeah,
topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, how many hotels are there? What's their West restaurant industry like? Like, what do you go to Liechtenstein for?
Yeah, besides, like, living there? Are there, like,
what are you touring? Like, is it pretty?
Do people go there?
They have landmarks?
Yeah.
What's their park situation?
What's their tourism industry like?
I want to know everything about there. I want to look up Liechtenstein's Conventions and Visitor Bureau.
Do you think they have one?
Probably. Why wouldn't you have one?
That's a good point.
If you have conventions and visitors, you should have a bureau about it.
They should definitely have a bureau.
Oh, maybe that's just an American thing. I don't know.
I mean, Americans have bureaus for everything.
Yeah, but most places have CVBs around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like 1,000 questions.
So many questions.
We'll find out later, I guess.
Yes, and then, I mean, that's a good encouragement for our listeners. If you have questions about Liechtenstein, Google them.
Google them. Just Google Liechtenstein.
Get out the Google machine. I mean, you could email us, but,
I probably won't answer.
It probably.
I'm just gonna email you back and say, Google's free.
It would be faster to Google it.
It would probably be faster to Google it than to email us, because then you'd email us and then we'd have to look it up because we don't know anything.
No.
Like, we learned this today, but like,
however,
we didn't know anything before.
If you Google something about Liechtenstein and you do not receive an answer, then you could email us, but we don't have a point person.
Who are you going to call up? The Serene?
Yeah. Kyle's got a line into the Serene. His Serene Prince Alduis or whatever his name is.
Aldois.
If you're listening and you're from Liechtenstein, could you please be our point person on Liechtenstein and tell us all of the information we need?
If you're from Liechtenstein, I'm sorry, because I feel like we a little bit trash.
We shit on Liechtenstein this
entire
time.
I mean, I don't think we shit on it, but like, we peed on it at least.
I don't.
That's too far.
We farted on it. I don't think that
drop dust.
I mean, we didn't do it bad. We didn't do it dirty, but I just feel like we didn't really make it as enticing as I wanted to.
You were really excited about it. You were all excited for it. But yeah, it's good. I also call it Liechtenstein like 100 times because I think it's funny.
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Good old Liechtenstein. Well.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. All right.
It's been good.
You, all right, everybody. This is me struggling through an outro. Kyle's not helping.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So,
we'll be back next week with another great episode. And in the meantime, stay curious. 6 of 1.